Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 101 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, July 14th, 2011, just 17 days before the non-waiver trading deadline. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's program immediately following the live show.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, if you got this morning's announcement in the mail, you know that it is Bastille Day, and we are celebrating all things French. From 1966, this is Jacques Dutronc from France.
Avec ma vie, mon petit schéma, mon mal de tête, mon boîte au foie, j'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie. 80 millions d'Indonésiens, et moi, et moi, et moi. Avec ma voiture et mon chien, son canigou quand il aboie, j'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 3 ou 400 millions de noirs, et moi, et moi, et moi. Qui vais au brunissoir, au sauna pour perdre du poids. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 300 millions de soviétiques, et moi, et moi, et moi. Avec mes manies et mes tics, dans mon petit lit, en plume d'oie, j'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 50 millions de gens imparfaits, et moi, et moi, et moi. Qui regarde Catherine Langer à la télévision chez moi, j'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 900 millions de crèves la faim, et moi, et moi, et moi. Avec mon régime végétarien et tout le whisky que je m'envoie, j'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 500 millions de Sud-Américains, et moi, et moi, et moi. Je suis tout nu dans mon bain, avec une fille qui me nettoie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 50 millions de Vietnamiens, et moi, et moi, et moi. Le dimanche à la chasse au lapin, avec mon fusil, je suis le roi. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. 500 milliards de petits martiens, et moi, et moi, et moi. Comme un con de parisien, j'attends mon chèque de fin de mois. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie.
You know, we got a variety of passings we want to commemorate this week. Some of them are quite sad. We're going to start tonight with an important one. Sherwood Schwartz passed away this week at the age of 94 in a bizarre skydiving accident. And he had a long and distinguished career in television. He created four television series. Two of them were big hits that made him fabulously wealthy, two of them were not. Tonight we're going to hear the theme songs from all four of them, beginning with the first that was a big, big hit. You know it. Sing along if you care.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. The weather
weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of a fearless crew, the Minnow would be lost. The Minnow would be lost. The ship sat round on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with him again, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Mary Ann, here on Gilligan's Isle. So this is the tale of our castaways, they're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things, it's an uphill climb. But first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in the tropic island nest.
No phone,
no lights,
no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friend, you're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
Well, the thing is, Sherwood felt that it was necessary for all of the theme songs to all of his programs to completely explain the show. So each week you tune in and have the show explained to you in case they were too complicated for you to figure out. We have something else we want to deal with this week that's very important. Apparently there's a big, big crisis going on out in Los Angeles this weekend. Actually, if you ask me, they're all a bunch of crybabies, and I'm really not sympathetic to their plight. A meltdown in a city is when a blizzard or a hurricane slams into the town with very little notice. When you've had months, if not years, to know that this weekend 10 miles of one freeway are going to be shut down, it's not complicated. You just go grocery shopping and stay home. Or you get, if you can afford to, you just get out of town before it all happens. There's such narcissists out there. It's all about them. You know, what can you tell? What can you say? You know, what can you say? It's Los Angeles.
And all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town's a little bit too rugged for you and me, you bad girl. Rolling down Imperial Highway, the big nasty red out of my side. Santa winds blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top. Crank up the beats, boys, baby. Don't let the music stop. We gonna ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side. From the west side to the east side, everybody very happy.
You know, I don't think Randy Newman is always completely serious about everything he has to say. He might not be completely serious about everything he says about Los Angeles, but I do believe he loves it. Right now, back to France. This is Yves Montand and Bicyclette.
Quand on partait de bon matin, quand on partait sur les chemins, à bicyclette, nous étions quelques bons copains. Il y avait Fernand, il y avait Firmin, il y avait Francis et Sébastien, et puis Paulette. On était tous amoureux d'elle, on se sentait pousser les ailes à bicyclette. Sur les petits chemins de terre, on a souvent vécu l'enfer. Pour ne pas mettre pied à terre devant Paulette. Faut dire qu'elle y mettait du cœur, c'était la fille du facteur à bicyclette. Et depuis qu'elle avait 8 ans, elle avait fait en le suivant tous les chemins environnants à bicyclette. Quand on approchait la rivière, on déposait dans les fougères nos bicyclettes. Puis on se roulait dans les champs, faisant naître un bouquet changeant de sauterelles, de papillons et de rainettes. Quand le soleil à l'horizon profilait sur tous les buissons nos silhouettes, on revenait fourbu content, le cœur un peu vague pourtant, de n'être pas un seul instant avec Paulette. Prendre furtivement sa main, oublier un peu les copains, la bicyclette. On se disait, c'est pour demain, j'oserai, j'oserai demain, quand on ira sur les chemins à bicyclette.
You know, the world lost a great one this week. Mr. Rob Grill passed away at the age of 67. Rob Grill might be the most recognizable lead vocalist in rock history whose name you don't know. He was the lead vocalist for the Grassroots during their most fertile period, between 1967 and 1972. The band had something like 16 top 40 hits. That's a lot. Right now, this is Rob singing with the Grassroots and a little thing they called Feelings.
Never find that enough. time, and then you'll see just how sad a man can be. Oh, girl, can't you see that it's me? Can't you see it's me now?
That was the Grassroots, and that was Feelings. We got lots to do tonight. We're going to play, I don't even need to tell you what this is.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's a story of a man named Brady.
Now form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way.
Oh, yeah, caught me napping right there. Golly, this is the Esquires from 1967. I'm not sure if I've ever played this on the show before. This is called Get On Up.
Just with you.
that's Kenny Baker and Wheel Hoss. We lost another great one. Kenny passed away at the age of 85 back on July 8th due to complications from a stroke. Kenny spent 25 years as the fiddle player in the great Billy Monroe's band. Kenny initially was playing old-time music, wasn't too interested in bluegrass until he heard some records by Bill Monroe, and spent the next 2.5 decades in that band. We're going to raise a little toast to Kenny. My dad asks me, where's the Schlitz tonight? I didn't get any chilled in time for the show. I'll have plenty shit chilled for Saturday night. Don't let me forget to tell you about Saturday night. We're going to have a Smittix tonight. So, yeah, let's pop that. And here's to you, Kenny. Mmm. Yeah, that's an Irish red. That beer's 300 years old, and it tastes pretty fresh. I'm kind of surprised. Golly gee. Los Angeles, we can get through this together, but, you know, it's nobody's fault but yours. Nobody told you how to live out there with 35 million other people. You could be here in Kansas with me. Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Too many people going underground. Too many
You know, my dad is out on his deck at their new home in the North Country, and they are very, very fortunate people. First of all, my father is currently eating the right steak. He's having a ribeye. I assume it's off the grill on their new terrace. Ribeye is the best cut of beef, and if you don't believe me, go eat one right now, and you'll see that I'm correct. Also, he just sent me a piece of information that a concert, due to, I assume, the flooding up in that area, has been moved from the riverfront to the park, which constitutes his front yard. And the headliners of that concert are Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. That is one fantastic band. I should play some Sharon later on tonight if I can find some real handy. I predict that Dad Sherry would really, really enjoy their show. Well, we got business to attend to, and it's the Hinky Dinky Time radio show, and we're going to attend to it. But I got to tell you, tune in this Saturday night. Visit hinkydinky.net, look for the link. I'm going to be doing another three-hour program on the Hank and Jim Radio Network, and I've got lots of fun things planned. Golly, golly, golly. So,
WCFL Chicago.
Well, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, I got to apologize. Once we made the commitment to listen week by week to all of the number 40 songs from 40 years ago during the current week from the WCFL Big Ten Music Survey, we were going to be stuck with some really bad songs. And that's what's happened tonight, folks. From 1971, this week in July, this song, which Peter and Mary were too smart to participate on, we have Paul Stuckey. And yeah, you got it. It's the wedding song.
Thank you.
That's Paul Stuckey from 1971 with some Dookie from 1971. Yeah.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. In our last exciting episode, during a lull in weekend crime fighting, the wonderful white-winged warrior was standing on a street corner singing to himself.
Give my regards to Broadway, remember me to Herald Square.
When a talent scout for a big Midland City nightclub passed by and hearing the feathered fighter's wonderful voice, hired him on the spot as a part-time nightclub performer.
$20 a weekend.
Well, this surprised the feathered fighter a lot. And later, backstage at the nightclub...
Give my regards to Broadway.
The Fantastic Fowl quickly places a phone call to the office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Hello, this is the commissioner's office.
Miss Helfinger, this is the Winged Warrior.
Yes, Winged Warrior.
Would you please inform the commissioner, Miss Helfinger, that in the event of an emergency, he can reach me at the Club Chi Chi, where I'll be singing Give My Regards to Broadway. Yes, Miss Helfinger.
Commissioner, the Winged Warrior is on the line, and I have a message for you.
Go ahead.
In the event of an emergency, you can reach him at the Club Chi Chi.
At the Club Chi Chi.
Where he'll be singing Give My Regards to Broadway.
Where he'll be singing Give My Regards to Broadway. Miss Helfinger.
You bet.
Do you think the Winged Warrior is trying to tell us something?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Could be a secret code message.
Could be.
Miss Helfinger, say then to the Winged Warrior what is happening at the Club Chi Chi.
Right. Winged Warrior.
Yes.
What's happening at the Club Chi Chi?
Well, right now the band is playing a cha-cha, and there's a very attractive girl dancing on a table.
All right.
She seems to be attracting a lot of attention.
Yes. Commissioner.
Yes, Miss Helfinger.
The band is playing the cha-cha, and a girl is dancing on a table.
I suppose that girl is attracting a lot of attention.
Yep.
Miss Helfinger, say this then to the Winged Warrior. What is the name of the girl dancing on the table?
Winged Warrior.
Yes.
What's the name of the girl dancing on the table?
Just a moment.
Pardon me, give me the name of the young lady dancing on the table over there.
Miss Helfinger?
I'm ready.
Her name is Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo?
Cheryl Choo-choo. That's right.
Commissioner?
Yes?
Her name is Cheryl Choo-choo.
Ah, yes. Then the complete message reads, Cheryl Choo-choo is dancing the cha-cha at the chi-chi. Miss Helfinger?
Uh-huh.
Does that message mean anything to you?
Uh-uh.
Well, does Chicken Man's mama know he's catching Choo-choo doing the cha-cha at the chi-chi? And moreover... If Chicken Man needs to be trained in doing Give My Regards to Broadway cha-cha, can Choo-choo train? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
It's about time, it's about space, about strange people in the strangest place. It's about time, it's about flight, traveling faster than the speed of light. About space people and a brave crew, as through the barrier of time they flew. Past the Roman senators, past an armored knight, past the firing Minuteman, to this modern sight. It's about time for you and me to meet these people of amazing feats. It's about two astronauts and how they educate a prehistoric woman and her prehistoric mate. It's about time, it's about space, about strange people in the strangest place. They will be here with all of us, dodging a taxi, a car, a bus. Where will they go? What will they do? In this strange place where everything is new, will they manage to survive? Watch each week and see. Will they get accustomed to the 20th century? It's about time for our goodbyes to all our prehistoric gals and guys. And now it's about time, it's about time, it's about time.
Removing all subtleties from the plot structure of Hello Bodie, of It's About Time, another Sherwood Schwartz, that's the Smittics speaking on my behalf, another Sherwood Schwartz creation, the theme song from It's About Time, I don't know what year that's from. I vaguely remember that program. Actually, it was kind of a ripoff of I Dream of Jeannie. The astronauts went, the astronauts came back, and strange things occurred. It really wasn't a new idea. From France, once again, this is Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg. Je t'aime. Je t'aime. What the... Let's just be patient, because the player froze, and it's not responding, and golly gee, how about we try this? That's responding over here. Why do French people always sound like they've got a frog in their throat? French people doing what they do best. Getting back to Rob Grill, a tribute to Rob, who passed away the other day. He died He was in a coma following a fall, and the fall was during his recovery from a stroke at age 67. Very sad. An absolutely stunning-looking man with a voice to match his Hollywood good looks. This song right here from 1971, my friend Kurt says it's Rob's free pass into heaven. If nothing else was, this was it. From 1971, this is Temptation Eyes. Goes out to the people of Los Angeles.
I can't go too fast. I can't get no gas.
That's Margot Thunder from 1974 and her version of the Soul Survivors' Expressway to Your Heart. For the folks in Los Angeles who are going to have to do without their expressway for an entire weekend. And right now, this is Francois Hardy, and this is to help assist my father from with pitching that tent on the terrace that he was emailing me about.
Stage and a wagon are heading west, part of a wagon train lost from the rest. Dusty's the reason for their plight. Thanks to Dusty, nothing's right. Only the wagon master's hand keeps them a-rolling to the promised land. Oh, the going gets mighty rough, but they don't seem to mind. It's California, that's the place they must find. Deserts and rocks are in their way, but they won't stop, come what may. Mountains and hills that they must scale, but they know they'll make it, cause they just can't fail on Dusty's trail.
If you took Gilligan's Island and you put it on the wagon train, and you cast Bob Denver in the role of the ever-bumbling, bungling Dusty, which is what Sherwood Schwartz did, and instead of Alan Hale Jr. as the skipper, you cast Forrest Tucker as the wagon master, and you got a wealthy older couple and a sweet innocent girl and a jaded showbiz girl, and instead of a professor, you had an engineer, you'd have the television show Dusty's Trail. Yes, it was, in fact, Gilligan's Island all over again, trying to capture lightning in a bottle for a second time. Unfortunately, Sherwood did not accomplish that at all. You know, you just can't do what you just can't do with or without the magic. This is Pilot, in a version of this song you've never heard before.
Oh, ho, it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. Never been away. Never seen a day where
You know, I know we're almost to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to squeeze in a couple more just because the guy that's supposed to come in after me has called these guys. He's going to be late. So I need to fill just a little bit longer. Right now, going back to France one more time with a song I think we've heard on Hinky Dinky Time Radio before, but it never gets old. This is Plastic Bertrand and Ça Plaît Pour Moi. Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant dans mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Wouhou. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi. Poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un alien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson. Limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan. Qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ooh, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera. C'est marre à tout casser, l'évier, le bar me laissant seul. Comme un grand connard. Le pied dans le plat. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
From 1978, that's Plastique Bertrand and Ça Plaît Pour Moi. And that's about all the French I can stand tonight, so we're going to wash it out of our ears with a little bit of Swedish. Yeah, that's right. Sweden, Swedish, in Swedish, ABBA, Honey Honey.
Thank you.
That is ABBA in Swedish from about 1978. And Honey, Honey, and that's going to bring us to the end of this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I appreciate you all joining me on StickCam or on the Shoutcast feed. That's that little, if you're using the little box in the upper right-hand corner of hinkydinky.net, that's Shoutcast. You didn't know that, but it matters. It matters more than you possibly could ever know. I'll meet you all back here next week. I'll have to pick out some new music because the big folder we work out of, it's just about empty right now. But I have lots planned for Saturday night, 8 o'clock, not 8:30, Central Daylight Time. If you are not at the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings concert, be here with me for the good stuff, you know?
I want some Uncle Michael music right now.
I'm sorry, Calvin, there's no more Uncle Michael music tonight, but there will be lots and lots of it on Saturday night. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for. At last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. Some design prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?